You want to tell me what happened, or should I tell you? Principal Marshall closed his door behind him and took a seat at his desk. Arms folded across his chest, he waited for me to answer. But I didn't. I just slouched in the chair and stared into my lap, biting on my bottom lip, trying to turn the red inside back to black. I was just so mad, and I couldn't get it to go away. Mr. Perham, or as everyone called him, Big Perm, because of his last name and because he had bone-straight permed hair, is who pulled me off Brandon. He yoked me up in some kind of full Nelson arm lock and practically dragged me to a corner until I calmed down enough for him to let me go. Of course, all the other students were screaming and cheering and all that, like I was putting on some kind of show. Another one. But it was never a show for me. It was serious. It was always serious. Next, Perham helped Brandon, and as he started leading him to the nurse's office, no smack was coming from Brandon's stupid lips. No mom jokes, no poor jokes, no name jokes, none of that. Just blood and ketchup. Still, I said nothing to the principal. I wasn't about to just snitch on myself. Okay, Mr. Cranshaw, let me tell you what happened, Principal Marshall continued. He leaned forward and rested both hands on his desk, fingers woven. You just got yourself suspended. Again. Dang! I didn't even start it. I couldn't resist muttering. What's that? The principal asked with some extra bass in his voice. I lifted my head. I said I didn't start it. Brandon was talking about me. He kept going on me. I tried to keep a stone face, which is hard to do when you're desperately trying to explain yourself. About how my mother works in the cafeteria and about my neighborhood and all that. He always trying me, and he don't even know me like that. Just wouldn't shut up. Marshall leaned back in his seat. So instead of telling a teacher, you jumped on him? Well, yeah. Brandon needed a beatdown as far as I was concerned. Somebody had to do it, and well, this wasn't the first time I had been in this kind of an altercation. I mean, there was the time I yelled at Mr. Crew because he kept being mean about us not understanding Spanish well enough to speak in the perfect accent or whatever. He was just riding us too hard for not rolling our R's, and one day, I just lost it. After class, everybody told me he deserved it, but I still caught a detention for it. And then another time, Damon D.W. Woods told everybody that I kissed this girl named Janine, who was the only pretty girl who liked me, but I hadn't, and I hadn't told D.W. that lie. I just told him that me and Janine exchanged phone numbers. Once she found out, Janine said I was disgusting and stopped talking to me. So I punched Damon in the stomach. He cried and ran to Marshall, and I got suspended for that one, and then Janine liked me again. But I was already over her, and me and Brandon had a bunch of other moments, but it was mostly just a lot of yelling. Really just me yelling and him laughing, but not no more. No more getting the Brandon run around. Then it hit me. Run around. Running. The team. Coach made a deal with my mother. I only had one shot. No mess-ups. No do-overs. No altercations. But what was I supposed to do?